Okay, listen up. Oh yeah, and this is the description for this blooper show or whatever, as I went a little bit overboard. So I'll explain this show but without too much detail. I wonder if that's even possible as I am saying this into the mic. Oh shit, I fucking just totally forgot, this picks up everything I'm saying. Okay, I am pretty sure they did not hear any of this. I'm pretty sure they didn't, I'm pretty sure they barely read the description. If they did, then, I'm guessing I wouldn't be liked by this whole cray. Insane, lunacy, outrageous, infected and complete utter disregard for this so-called society. Holy shit, rolled dog on this old dog style, just in the description. Maybe I will make this into a rap lit so finally somebody can actually read what I'm probably most likely, never making sense, in the description, not even trying to rhyme this, here that's just how, I do it. On a daily routine, like what's coming up on this podcast show of madness. So what became of Mr. Jimmy James?
This is the Jimmy James Show, AZ. Come and find out what's wrong with me.
Hello there, family and friends, friends that are family and family that are friends. This is Eddie with the TBD Network, also the TBD Podcast Network. The TBD Network is a thinker's podcast covering subjects and ideas that can advance the mental fortitude and critical thinking in an effort to further humanity through casual conversation. But right now, you are listening to the Jimmy James Show, A to Z. Have a good one.
Oh, thank you.
On today's show, I'm not going to be doing any talking. This show is for all my friends that I have met and known for at least a year. And also, I want to say I put in a good amount of work. So, I did a rap-lit part instead of me talking. I wanted to do it semi-funny and mostly from the heart. So, without further delay, this is the Jimmy James Show with everybody else, and in between, here we go.
It is now time to explain the people. Jaws, what's wrong with
No. 11 Labs. Sorry to cut you off there, but this is my thing. So, yeah. We're gonna keep it like this.
Suddenly shine your light in the sky. Don't go to it. Bury it. Consider this mercy.
Tell me. Do you plead?
It is now time to explain to people just what's wrong with me.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Jimmy James, and I want you to take a listen to this.
Were you number one? Anyway, this doesn't work out. I got my hand on gun, Eddie, my son, wax on wax off, this is what you get, when you're hand picked from a dirty baby's diaper. Oh, before I leave, hit me up, call me shorty, don't forget to call me. All right, back to this made up poetry. I think I did this when I was dropping a nuclear bomb in my toilet, so excuse me for forgetting whatever the fuck this is. So when you're picked out of a semi-shittery pottery looking type of redneck truck hat, Also, I just thought of you first, so deal with it now. Let's get to these weird-ass worse. In this weird-ass universe, these are called the Rap Elites, kids, and I made one for all of you. Well, I figured, since I'm your father, I tell you the truth. So number one, Mr. Eddie, here we go. And just remember, I only get more crazier with my flow as I go. Let's start this fucking show. So first on the docket, I'm going to hand off this rap lit to my man who has some education inside of him. Oh shit, that was for Cody. I got Eddie from the TBD. Fuck it, I don't even know what that stands for. Anyway, all hands on deck. Because this rap, that's going to be a mess, and I have no idea how I'm going to advance this into some sort of one man is great at doing stuff and blah 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 and this. I guess all as I have is this. Swing badass, swing better miss. I'm just kidding, Eddie, you know I love you like the a sun loves a flower, like there loves a. Be right back and need to take a shit. 6 hours later, Jimmy James returns. So where was I? I just had to drop a big old turd. Come to think about it, a turd is what Eddie drops every time he gets on the mic. But all bullshit in the side, no, he really does suck. You should listen to him this night. I love you, bro, you're the man. You gave me hope when I was hopelessness. You gave me truth when I was untruthful. Shit, once again, this is for a different man. Okay, let me get this together so I can get something put together for Eddie, the t-shirt making sweater guy. Wait, that's what he does, right? Oh shit, that's right, that's the guy. I see you on the street handing out needles and pink t-shirts for a quick peek at your win kitty wink. Alright, now I'm going to get all serious, I'm going to get all tight. Kind of like my asshole after it's done bleeding taking a shit listening to Eddie and his podcast bullshit. Honestly, I can't pay Eddie a lot of compliments, and that's because with a little bit of a joke and a little bit of seriousness, I've already paid so many, I don't know if I can afford to keep paying it forward. He's been a great person ever since I known him. I'm so glad we got on the phone and talked that one day for hours like we were either gay or straight. I guess the difference today is, well, your mobile network, I'm assuming. But what the hell, sue me. Everything I say is not funny. Haha, he cracks me up. Well, it's better than sitting on a stoop about the lightsome crack up. I could get in it hard and heavy like rocks on a pipe. Getting them together and splitting them on a Chevy pipe up, saying this is mine and this is yours, but yet we never come to pass. We're always up each other's ass, or both crackheads at some level, let's admit it. But the one thing I'll never admit or I'll ever give into is, Eddie is a shitty podcaster. If you said that, then you've crossed the line and you are now welcomed into my world of disaster with a blast of words that not even the Roadrunner cannot run. That's for you old school motherfuckers in here. TNT, he ain't getting out of there. But yet there he goes, rapist, the ropes, traps and fake wall. I think the Roadrunner might be a ghost after all. Beep beep, who's next up on the list? I just dropped Eddie like a shit in a toilet. But altogether, now this was about Eddie from the TBD podcast network. I appreciate you more than you know, my brother, my pal. Please go check out Eddie over at the TV podcast network, because with all this joking aside, or should I just say, I'm going to put me in the same asylum for a while, or at least until I get this outcome. Eddie is the type of podcast still that you can get down with. This dude will have you thinking like, yeah, what is up with that? And oh shit, I never thought of that for this. That's how that dude hits, batting 500 like a major league baseball player, stepping up to the plate, with the bases loaded, with greatness in his batting motion. You're watching greatness in grand mastery, so when he steps up, you know it's going to be a grand slam before he even loads it. And for all you people or any phony who doesn't understand with Eddie's throwing out this week with his baloney and who don't know what I mean, this means he's putting out a 10, in my book, so before he expires on this earthbound journey, before he even publishes his next episode, this is one man who's going to go down as a legend, and speaking as a content creator and also a big fan, and like always, I love you, man, and I tell you the truth now, the universe has plenty for us in the future, my man.
Today on the Jimmy James Show, A to Z, Life and Beyond, we get into a darker and more unfamiliar place. So dare to come with me as we dive deeper and deeper into the rabbit hole, which is the Jimmy James Show. Things you didn't know, things I will share, right here on today's show. Down these dark, watery slopes is an unfamiliar take on the whole of the human race. But what we all would love to know, or maybe even love to be,
is inspired by Jimmy James, maybe most of us terrified. So this is my journey and this is our ride. Next stop, the Jimmy James Show A to Z. Who dares come with me?
Cody, hang up your hat and jacket, Lewis. Chapter 2 is how I'm really doing this, so if you don't mind, let's flip to the other side. This next character up, well, lately be leaving you with some goosebumps in his latest around. We're going to get on to number 2, another great storytelling mythological educational part man part god. We have my pal, my Jewish poetry dropping with no bot in between. I give you the middle finger of the crowd, my friend, Cody Lewis. I know that probably got him a little laugh, but it don't take much these days. They get Cody laughing. I mean, let's face it, the dude don't know what to name his podcast shows. I mean, by this time next year it'll be on his 8th episode of his 12th podcast show, and somewhere in there I'm not sure is a joke, but you guys know me by now. This was specially put together for each and every one of my dear friends. Oh, and also Cody, he loves to live off the land and, yep, that's about all I have. No, let me show some love. This man has a family and time to share to the world his poetry, his journeys, and straight up his wisdom that he drops whenever he gets time in between all the meals and diaper clean duty control. I mean, where is his wife at? She must be at that place people go for 8 hours a day. I think it's called a job. Yeah, that's it. Job just over broke. And then you have a guy like me, with AMOUTH, which never stops unless I go into some sort of coma or meltdown. I've been up for 2 days and I figured I would answer in one of my favorites. I would go as far as to say Cody has surprised me lately on the last couple shows he has dropped, as well as others I might not get to mention until later. Bird Cody, when you dropped that poetry in motion, I believe it was for your wife if I'm not mistaken, the most beautiful thing I heard was the second poem about all the stars burning out into oblivion, pretty much how this show is going to turn out. But I always say, with all joking aside, I know the two people I mentioned so far have so much more to give inside, because they have the heart and the passion and the straight up willpower. If they really wanted to, these boys could go off. And I'm not saying that to be funny, I'm saying that to be straight up 100% honest, because I always say honesty is my best policy. And when it comes to these two souls that I have mentioned and barely scratched the surface, may I also give a little attention to the lack of love I have really give these men. These people, these podcasters, these content creators, inspire me every day to do things. Yeah, maybe we'll call this a rap lit or whatever, as long as I go quit, because if I can inspire two people like this, then I know I'm doing something right in my weird and unforgivable life. And the reason why I bring that up, it's because I've always felt like I never belonged in the cool club, but after meeting and getting to know used to, you inspired me to triple my numbers in less than 2 months. And if that's not saying much, then I don't know what else to say. But the last thing that's on my mind and the last thing before I end this poetry ride is, everybody in the content creative crew has something to offer. You just have to find your passion and something that you're good at, and when you're doing this, no matter what it is, do it to your full potential. I'll leave you with an everlasting quote from my grandfather, who each word I hung on like it was the most important thing that was ever said to me growing up. So, to quote my late grandfather James Patrick O'Hara Sr., aka Scotty, whatever you do in life, do it well. And also he said, if I had a nickel for every job you had, I would be rich. Shit, I wasn't supposed to mention that part, but that was the true thing he said. So one more should be said in honor of Eustace. From a great man comes a great amount of wisdom that one day I wish I can live up to. Quoting my grandfather for the last time here, believe nothing you see and only half of what you hear. And he always admitted to me, when he was a young cop surrounded by his force of older lads back in those days, he would grab a dictionary and learn the words that he would hear that day, so that way he would know what they mean or what they meant. And to me, that makes him a hero in my book. And yes, one day I will be doing a tribute just to him, but I mentioned him because both of you remind me of him and the words of wisdom you drop on each of your shows. I am somebody who is always on the go with that ADHD flow, but I always Stop and listen to Eddie from the TBD Podcast Network and Cody Lewis, The Mind of a Man, and I always listen until the end of both of your shows. Can't wait to see where you go from here. And not last and surely not least, you guys are the ones who inspire me. You make me want to be a better content creator and a better human, and for that, I think you men are some of the greatest ever. Sincerely, Jimmy James. Embark on a journey like no other, a path that weaves through the intricate tapestry of the human spirit, where every page turned is a step closer to understanding, healing, and reclaiming your inner peace. My Sanity Quest is more than a book, it's a companion for those moments when the world seems too much, an anchor in the tumultuous sea of life. In these pages, you'll find solace, strength, and the kind of wisdom that only comes from walking through fire and emerging, not unscathed, but undeniably stronger. This isn't just about reading, it's about embarking on a journey towards the best version of yourself. So, if you're standing at the crossroads of despair and hope, let My Sanity Quest be the beacon that guides you home. Click here now, not just to buy a book, but to take the first step on a voyage that promises to transform, to enlighten, and to heal. Your journey to reclaiming your sanity begins today. https://www.amazon.com/my-sanity-quest-trials-triumphs/dp/b09rxbwlpv. Don't wait another moment. The time to act is now. Before I start from here on out, this was from Jimmy James on February 8th at 1:15 p.m. I added this in for Richard, I truly nice man. I text to speech this for Richard, a man that I've seen many times go live. He talks about his personal journeys and his whole ride through life, and it's wonderfully, curveball and screwball of a joyride. I wouldn't lie or dare tempt to say I've been near this man's shoes. I've known some dudes in my life who came close to that level of craziness, but that's not what this is about. This is me, Jimmy James, paying tribute to somebody who is well overdue. This is my little raplet to you. One summer morning back in 2022, I ran across you. It could have been longer than that, a matter of fact, but I said to myself, this story kind of matches up with my pops and what he had to go through. Not that I'm mentioning or trying to compare anything here. The only thing I'm saying is life is rough as it is. But go ahead, add on drugs, homelessness, and some even worse shit that I won't even attempt to rap in this. So I know this is short and this is off of your own words, Mr. Richard, the guy who speaks, real live, about his own journeys through the ups and downs, the twist and the comma. Well, you know what, I'm going to stop you. Known enough, I could put every word in the dictionary together and you still understand what I am saying. So without further delaying this anymore, this is my little rap lip poem to you off of your own words. Like I said, I thought it would be cool and I wanted to put it on my show, and also if you like you could take it and I will share the link right to you. Like I said to you before, you'll always have a fan in me, no matter if everybody else left your show and never came back, I'd be the guy still standing by your side ready to go knocking on heaven's door, because that's where I believe you are going, no matter how we get there or how and who what we believe in at the end. To you, my friend, are a real survivor, and on top of that, you survived something that I've seen so many people either die from or wind up in jail, back out on the street and right back to that cell. You've been down to the worst of the worst. I'm sure you've cursed with the best of them and you also cursed yourself. If I had one question to ask you, and if you can put this on your show, just the question I'm about to put in this little text-to-speech flow, I've been wanting to ask you, and especially not on your live chats, maybe next time you do one you can share it, but it's up to you. So here we go, I know you have a lot to regret, but I also know if you didn't do some or even most of the shit you've done in your life, What is the one thing you regret doing, and the one thing that you don't regret doing? Not mentioning anything to do with your family. So maybe it was one day I partied and woke up somewhere far from where I started, and if that didn't work I would have never been such and such place. So if you can answer any of those two I would be grateful for hearing the story, but right now I'm going to cut it short and say, for the Jimmy James Show A to Z, a guy who talks just about anything, you can catch me on anywhere or any platform. The only place I wish you caught me earlier was a classroom, but no more jokes, I'll let you go. Please, like always, take care of yourself and always one another, and make sure you always follow Richard's show no matter where he's at or where he goes. Sincerely, Jimmy James and Richard and all his guests, listeners, followers, supporters, sponsors, and maybe even soon to be listeners. Have a great day, sir, and I wish you and your family the best from my heart to yours. Dishonor was all mine. Thank you for being a great friend. Until next time. P.S. The Content Creators Crew established in 2023, we are all a part of that, and I am so thankful that you personally have joined us. Thank you once again.
All right, guys, what's up? It's Jimmy James testing his new little thingamajiggy. Here's a cheer, I guess, I don't know, or whatever. Cheer, applause.
Well, I guess I did fit Scuba Steve and Justin in. Well, here we go, another 10-minute bid, but I'll do 5 minutes for Scuba Steve and 5 minutes for Justin Stewart. So first we'll start off with the obvious pick that will be Mr. Scuba Steve, the guy who nobody knows but me. And trust me, you're getting off a fuck of a lot easier. This guy is like bread without the butter, like the screwdriver without the drive, like a TV show that you're watching but you have no idea of what's going on in your surroundings. The title is called I'm Right Here, I'm Italian, and that's about extent of what I know in my life. But now I'm going to make my friend a promise from here on out. I'm going to be an asshole for a little bit, so whatever you do, don't text me or call me and then chew me out. It ain't my fault you're an Italian retard. You know, like one of those kids you wouldn't pick until last if you were playing stickball. Because you have to explain the rules to him about a billion times before he really understood. But I won't pick on his childhood. I'll stay on his day-to-day routines. You know what a day-go does when he's not selling. Sorry, I had to bleep out that one. I didn't want to give too much away, you know, his enterprise and all. I think between that and his casino habit, his net worth is about as much as a half a Cadillac, and that's just the gas tank, and trust me, that shit's on empty. This dude has no brains. Like I said before, I know him personally, but I can get more funny because this is real life shit. And I have to deal with the real life consequences of talking about this half man, half actually I don't even know. All's I know is his mother wouldn't let a day go by, or she didn't love him. Fuck, sink or swim at this moment in life. Now I'm just kidding, Scuba Steve, a nice guy with a big heart, and that's why you retard, you made it onto my list. Sorry that last one just slipped out, you know, kind of like your thoughts when you're talking out loud. Well, I'm not going to mess with you too much, pal. Because a lot of these guys don't know you want here, and I did say in the title that these are people who are friends and that are dear. No, not dear like as an animal, I mean to your friends as in like people who cares. Anyway, I haven't heard you text me in a while, or should I say seeing you text me in a while, but please somebody read his text, because it looks like two dyslexic persons got together, invited a blind man, told a guy who's been living in a cave for his whole life to boot, and said let's try to speak in text. Holy shit, is that a mess? I can make jokes on how badly of a mess it is, but here I'll read you one. Yo, what up, Mo? Would you be doing yo? But you got to remember, this is not coming out the way it sounds, so I'm going to carry on with Scuba Steve and his text that I'm supposed to read and understand. Next part says, Jimmy James answers what? Scuba Steve replies, LRLR TBTVQR Mojo Jimmy Grow, what are you doing? Wait, well, and I'm sitting there like, what the fuck, and how am I supposed to answer that message? Seem like it came from some kind of devil or demon spirit, trying to suck me in with their crazy wording, but that's just one thing I'm making fun of Scuba Steve for. But honestly, he wouldn't be on this rap with tour if I didn't love the guy. He has a big heart, that's the only reason he's on here with you legends of tomorrow. So Scuba Steve, I'll let you go to let you know, yabba dabba do, when you going to stop and come through. I'm low on my avenues of adventures. I hope you're getting these little bits of messages I'm trying to get through, on a world engine that can understand everything I am mentioning, well except the people who haven't yet understood that when I'm telling them to clean up the fucking neighborhood, you know the rich and the famous, but shit I'm getting off track again, I do have a good track record of doing that. There I go again making too many words in the same sentences. That's bad for business. When you're trying to write lyrical rhymes of poetry in motion, I got about a couple characters left and I just want to say bro you're the best, so with no more joking, whatever the fuck you're smoking please give some more to my pops, he really does appreciate that shit, you're the man for coming through, even Sean my other buddy did the same also, and sorry Sean I didn't have enough to get you on here, but let's be honest you always said you thought Scuba Steve was weird, which I must admit that is a true statement, but he's a good dude with a good heart, and he's full 100 blown Italian. I think his mother was also, I'm not going to make too many jokes because his mother passed when he was younger, so please never think I would do something like that or step over a line to make fun of somebody just to get a little laugh out of their pain than misery, that's just for me. And the shadow people that follow me, anyway this is it this is the end I love you. Friend I hold you close to my heart but next up is Justin, and I have to save room for this out of control podcasting machine oh wait, I'm talking about another Justin, I got to make room for this Justin guy anyway, that's it goodbye I'm sure I'll see you in my house within the next day or two, and I hope you hear this so we can have a laugh while everything goes over your head, sorry that was the last joke my friend. Peace out Scuba Steve next up I have a lurker in the mist, name is Justin. Stuart, so let me jump over to this. Much love, my friend. Sincerely, Jimmy James. Okay, coming up on chapter 5 is Justin, a guy I met a long time ago. This dude is constantly fussing about something. Half the time I put the phone down and put it on mute. I just have a recording of me saying, okay, yep, sure, you get the point. I ain't listening to this game. He hasn't said anything to me that's made sense since the word hello, my name is Justin Stewart and I'm a follower of yours. After that I lost all sense of time and I misplaced my sanity and humanity, I've been looking for it everywhere, I wish this guy would finally just drop a podcast or two, maybe keep his mouth away from the mic, or whatever he uses to talk into, sounds like he's zoo, with all the animals as he's talking and trying to tell a story, let me tell you buddy I have no fucking idea what you're saying, and believe me you can ask anybody in the crew, are lost when it comes to listening to you. I'm just kidding buddy I love you you know I mean nothing by that except everything I just said, I am literally laughing out loud as I just said those words, but man fuck it I ain't perfect, and to prove that you all after this I have something delusional that I don't even remember making, but for now Justin my dear old friend my dear old pal, I wish you well, I didn't want to go too hard on you, because I figured I'm your only friend and I didn't want you to keep talking to that person who you said was just pretend. Laughing out loud again, but honestly you're my boy and I've been talking to you for years on the phone, all that time ago when we were making plans on to come see each other in different time zones, but now I'm kind of glad because it sounds like, well it sounds like where you come from it's kind of empty, kind of like your episodes on your season, sorry that was a low blow, let me take it back with this, it seemed like your city was kind of empty with nothing to do except, sit around and wait for death. Yes, laughing out loud again, I can't help it but here's a true story I must share with all of you, I swear to you that this is true 100%, I had my dad listen to you just to hear you talk, he laughed so hard he almost shit himself, and I even think he peed a little, I shit you not I don't know why but every time I listen to your show I'm always dying of laughter inside it's not because you don't make sense and it's not because you suck at it. It's just the way your accent is and how you talk and breathe into the phone, it sounds like somebody is getting killed while they're playing the saxophone, sorry running out of jokes, it's late and I'm trying to get this shit out, Justin's been a great friend I seriously mean that without no doubt, he's the only person who calls me on the regular, always asking how my family's doing and how I am as well, and for that my friend you are more than that you are a brother as well, so I will end this little rap-lit of funny shit. On a good note and say all of you guys that I've gotten to so far, I've been going very easy on, but I really wish you guys will dish me out one day, because remember I was born in South Philly, if you can talk this shit, you also have to take it, so maybe one day I'll hear your rap lit about me on some funny shit, I promise you I won't get mad or come back at you in any sort of way, that way you're not scared to drop a bomb my way. And for the end, I'm going to speak from the heart, my friends. I honestly never thought in life I would make it this far. I don't mean living, I mean knowledge-wise and everything that you guys talk about on your shows and whatever you expose. And no, I'm not trying to be funny or rhyming at the moment. I'm just saying, even though I didn't get all onto Rudolph and NNI, Han, sorry however you pronounce that name, I also didn't get onto all of you because, well, frankly, it's not your time. But please remember, this is only part one. So getting back to what I was saying was, coming straight from the heart, I couldn't ask for better friends than you guys, and sorry, I tried to do my part by participating in everything I can. Believe it or not, podcasting isn't the only thing I do on a daily basis or in a socially relationship with friends like you. I play video games on my downtime, I have even people that I answer to. As ridiculous as that sounds, but it's true. I play NHL, I'm in leagues and then sports games also. I even play games like Summoner's War about strategies and stuff like that. Well, to end this,
here are two trailers that didn't make it out of the three that I made. One, there was just one little blooper.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Jimmy James from the Jimmy James Show, A to Z, the guy who brought you insanity at its finest. This is, like I said before, an updated tune-up version of my third trailer. Let me give you guys a little catch-up, a little bit of catch-up with that mustard. Now, I usually don't like to do these. One, because they're a pain in the butt, because you only get 1 minute. But, with that being said, come grow with me. That is one of my key sayings. Come find out what happened since 2020, all the way almost 4 years later. This is Jimmy James saying, like always, take care of yourselves and one another. Peace out. Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Jimmy James from the Jimmy James Show, A to Z, the guy who brought you insanity at its finest. This is, like I said before, an updated tune-up version of my third trailer. Let me give you guys a little catch-up, a little bit of catch-up with that mustard. Now, I usually don't like to do these. One, because they're a pain in the butt, because you only get 1 minute. But, with that being said, come grow with me. That is one of my key sayings. Come find out what happened since 2020, all the way almost 4 years later. This is Jimmy James saying, like always, take care of yourselves and one another. Peace out.
Hey, what's up, guys? Honestly, I'm so sorry I didn't get this out. I thought I did. I honestly did. But I'm kind of glad I didn't, because it wasn't ready. I threw something in at the end there that I had no idea what I was talking about. And it's like 10 minutes long, because I remember I was like really tired and I just was just rambling on into the text-to-speech. And I made the guy talk serious. So, if you want to hear it, it's coming up next. Other than that,
this will just be part one. I know I was going to do Justin and Scuba Steve. I still might do them and get them in here. I don't know yet, but with the time and everything, I was only supposed to be 2 weeks, but honestly, life has been hectic. The tooth pain is back again, and it's causing me not to want to talk, so that's why I kind of been like, hey, I'll just write it down. But what I just rambled on about, I mean, I get the kind of beginning of the part of it, and I started rambling on about other things, which I'm not saying doesn't make sense. It just doesn't make sense to what the whole show is supposed to be about. So I guess, like I said, it's like almost 10 minutes long. You could skip, you know, as soon as the music starts after I'm done talking right here. Or you can listen to it and see how off the wall I go with this speech to text. But if you do skip it and I do have a little bit more time, I will add in Justin and Scuba Steve, or it's supposed to be Scuba Steve and Justin, but I have been really bad, and that's like a whole episode in itself. I mean, give you an idea, legs are swollen, which has not happened to me not in a long time, so I had to keep them up. I was eating too much salt, apparently. Also, haven't been feeling good, but not like sick, cough, or anything, just really weak and whatever. Maybe I got COVID-20. I don't know. But that ain't gonna stop me from doing my fucking podcast show. It's just gonna hold me up. Oh yeah, life stuff too. Oh, that's fun. Bills and, you know, just the normal stuff. And I really wish I was just downstairs. I had to put laundry in, and I was like, maybe I'll just sit down and explain it to him. But I am like just not 100%. So anyway, anybody out there who, like, you know, is out there waiting to listen, I apologize to you. Anybody out there in the world, you know, I always say 50 this countries, and you know, like a lot of that I joke around with. I mean, I think it's, I'm honored. I've told you guys this, I'm honored about that. But all bullshit aside, somebody might actually want to sit here and say, hey, I can't wait for him to come on. He's funny, he's this, he's crazy. And I think the only way I can make it up to you guys, if I properly do, I can't believe I'm gonna say this, if I properly do the Basement Ramblings of a Crazy Person part. That's right, part. Do you know what part it is? Like part six. Alright, last announcement is that I am working on a playlist on my Spotify. So basically, anybody who has Spotify private or premium or not, you can go and find each episode and I'll have them titled. So like, Just a Bad Day, you want to listen to that? Instead of, you could search for it under my, you know, all my episodes, and you could find each one, but you just might be easier for you to, I don't know, just find that one. And I'm doing this because there might be a lot of first-time listeners who just heard one episode of mine, and they're like, oh, I don't like this guy, this is not funny, da-da-da. But one, like I said, just come grow with me and see where I came from.
I also have a best special shout out, which I'll be getting into. Somebody I met, and I didn't forget about you. Met our Wawa. So sorry again for with the delay and whatever the hell this next part is. I don't know. I'm gonna actually listen to it and try to cut it up, because I know there's some pauses in there for some reason. I don't know why. The freaking bot was like taking a breath. Alright, that's it. I don't know if I'm gonna add on to the rest of this or not. So if I do, I guess this will be longer than 10 minutes after this. Alright. Well, either way, I'll let you know. And, just in case, take care of yourselves and one another. What is it? Take care of yourselves. Like always, take care of yourselves. Yourselves and one another. It always sounded strange the way I said that. And like always, take care of yourselves and one another. Shouldn't it just be like, take care of yourself and one another? So I'm gonna have to go back and take out all the S's I put in the descriptions. I'm just fucking around. Alright, peace out. Take care of yourself and one another. This is Jimmy James saying, peace!
Shut up!
Fuck this world. Fuck it all. I'm going out, balls out literally and all, with commands in what you're supposed to do, for your first event out of your mother's womb, performed, informed, taught, not to stop till you're ready for the door 18 years later. Don't worry, you got this. You know everything there is to know. Studied in school to become a businessman. Now just one night with love like never before, matter of fact, probably your first tour. With no condom, oops, it's on the floor. The slipped off notion we all heard before. Okay, keep up kids, I'm going to get faster now. Judgment don't wait. You're in my wake. I'm like God or a fat guy standing next to a cake. Basically what I'm saying is neither you or that cake will be there after I'm done with this savagery wordplay. Now come on, your destiny awaits. Hey, you mysterious force has just written itself. Now your whole life takes a different course. If you think about it, it's kind of like a joke, without the laugh. I'm just warming up here, folks. Give me a minute. It's hard to go through your whole life in one paragraph, but like I said before, this is the pathway which now is in the past. Chapter 2, some real talk coming straight at you. I know what you think of me, and don't take this personally, but you've seen a tree lately. What do you think it's thinking? Absolutely nothing. Matter of fact, your words mean nothing. But the love you show, it can mean the difference between life and death. I hope you get what I'm putting out at this moment. I'm just trying to tell you a little bit about me before we jump into the crazier part of this thing we call life, with no real guidance, no matter how you cut it, translation or dicing it up with a Ginsu knife, we all come in this 26,000 mile around ball alone, and 99% of us leave staring at the ceiling or the space we're all in. I'm sorry to drop truth, possibly knowledge, wisdom, but seriously, straight up, this is what I've always done and will do. I will be real with you 100%, like a full battery sitting overnight. I'm going to either charge you up, or you're going to have to sit there and shut up. You're going to have to let what I said sink in and rest. Chapter 3, never said I was the best, but lately I haven't heard anybody do what I do, have you? Didn't think so. If you did, you would bring it, or at least show me somebody who can. I mean, let's not pretend. It's not like I'm saying, wait a minute, I've said this before and I said it again and again. I never said I was a rapper, I never said I could. But have you ever written something down lyrically and then make an, hey, did I speak it, it, with it, with it, with either, make it come out so lyrically crazy, crazy lyrically crazy. I think, I'm saying these things for no reason, to anybody listen to me, hello, am I there consciously, do I need a exorcism? I could have made so many lethal remedies out of that, but instead I stayed on track. Like a good buck I am, now I will test this, my friend, on your face, I mean, your ears, maybe beers, malfunctioning here, because I can tell you what certainty, you people are fucking stupid. And even if I were to speak plainly and clearly, you probably wouldn't get what I'm saying if it was hitting off of teleprompter, one word a minute, having an English major sit there and having to read it back to you. I've talked about train tracks, missile attacks, world hunger, pollution, evolution, misguided judgment, with misguidance to our children. I would say that would be none of my business. But fuck, I live in this world too, and I don't want to see it go down to hunger or staying out of the nuclear showers, but I must push through this ignorance, and the list goes on and on, just like that. Song, now I understand why I was malfunctioning earlier. It's because I'm talking to the Looney Tune bunch and I even have their lunchbox. Stay tuned and maybe I'll tell you, one day in simple wording, like a book I guess one would say, be right back with chapter 4 and 5. But that's going to be about Jimmy James and how much this human being has to offer and maintain. In the meantime, hang back and watch a master or his art, as he turns his hat backwards in the art of deception or realism, now. I'm just throwing out words that kind of rhyme with, fuck it, I'm done. When will I start getting paid to be dropping this knowledge? Okay, chapter 4 and 5, I promised you this fucking guy, Jimmy James, what do I begin, a retard? Have you been off the grid and missing from real life and reality? If this dude had any more take his seats or sit down, he could be the president of the chair club committee in every fucking town. He's lazy, he's fat and overweight. He might think he looks good from my distance, but wait until you get up close, ladies. Damn, I know that was a hurt piece. I'm the one saying it. Fuck Jimmy James the first just took over his brain. Don't worry, there's not much in it. Don't get me wrong, this dude can spit some lyrical knowledge, but when it comes to doing things right or wrong, I don't think he knows the difference between a basketball or a song. Sorry, I picked that up from him. I forgot we're still connected. We are. Still connected, my friends. I said this in the beginning and I'll say it again. Jimmy James is an alter ego I came up with. Then Jimmy James came up with another alter ego. His name is the old man. Then the old man came up with another ego named Mr. Potato. Now what do we call that in med school, you first year grad students? Come on, doctors, I know you got this one. Maybe MPD, ADHD, AD, you know me. Guess who's back? Yep, that's me, Jimmy James, the alphabet fucking disease. Now I promise you I would make fun of myself, so let me start by introducing myself. My name is James or Jim. Nobody ever called me Jimmy James, it's just something that came up with. I wanted to talk into that mic and I want to show, I guess you would call one nowadays. Sorry, some of the rhyming left a bit. I'm just trying to stay real with you guys a little bit. 4,000 characters left to go, so here we go. I started this show a while back. What the fuck was I thinking now? I get so many emails and text and I don't know what to do next. And if I don't drop a show within a certain time, I start getting anxiety like I'm letting somebody down. But that's just truth. Maybe somebody out there really does love what I do, wouldn't that be nice? But don't be fooled, because in real life, I may be a nice guy, I may even have a heart, but I promise you, we could be from different countries, and you could idolize me, and I would honestly be heartstruck and deeply touched by your gratitude and sense of whatever you're saying to me in that moment. But at the end of the day, who are we kidding? I'm just a guy who lives with his parents. Technically they live with me, at least that's what I try to tell myself. To get through the day, I have to take care of everything, because everybody died on me. So fuck them for leaving me, but they know if they really heard this, and I know they do because they really hear them. Yes, I do hear spirits, and no, it's not fun, it's just weird at this point, knowing at this point, once again using two words twice is not really rhyming, but I stopped rhyming a while back. You just find out that I'm just like you, we're both the same. We're both mentally unstable, and we both probably need some kind of mental help. Hell, one of us probably even reached out, but then was told no. What the fuck? Why would you say no on somebody's asking to be helped, especially somebody who's never asked before? But yet, who are we really? To get to the nitty gritty of it all, we are just people with no money, no sense of power, no sense of what we do. Fuck the government, because that's what they say to you and me. The only difference is they say it every day when they wake up and when they go to sleep. I know this was mostly supposed to be about me, and if you really read between the lines, it has been the whole time. If you haven't gotten that by now, then I don't know what else to tell you. Chapter 1 through 5 was all about me and the 89 people who live inside of me, the voices I hear, the struggles I endure, and worst of all, the people I've let down who are no longer here. So go ahead and try to break me with words. It will never happen. I cannot do that myself. I've made fun of myself more times than I can imagine, so you might as well build a time machine and keep going back and trying to rattle my stack. But I'll tell you one thing, when you find that day that you do, please come visit me and tell me what happened, because I gave up on caring a long time ago. Fuck this flow, fuck this show, fuck everything but you, because you guys did nothing wrong. Now if you're one of those rich pricks who are listening, and I guarantee there's at least one of you out there, take your money and do something good with it today, tonight, or tomorrow. I bet you couldn't take half of your money and give it to a charity who needs it. If you do that, I would become your man's slave. Matter of fact, if you did that, and remember, you would have to be rich, meaning over $100 million. If you give half of it to charity, like kids who are in need of it, I promise you, you can fuck my ass until it's bleeding. EW Right, I know I didn't want to hear that either, but fuck it, there should be a limit to how many characters I'm allowed to say, because I truly lost track about 8,000 characters ago, but anyway, I know I owe 2 more raplets out to Justin and Scuba Steve, promise you they will get theirs, but tonight I'm running out of time and I have to drop something. It's either this show or I'm going to the toilet, but I guarantee you 1 or 2 of these things are happening soon. I know a lot of this didn't make sense and I'm kind of just vetting, usually I would do it on my mic and it would make probably even less sense. I'm just like that, I'm at the end. Peace out, my friends.
Believe nothing you see and only half of what you hear.
Okay. Believe nothing I see and only half of what I hear. I get it. It all starts to make sense. It's like, I feel like this.
Oh no!
Hey guys, what's up? I'm about to release this episode. I know it's late. Listen, I rushed a lot of this stuff in. You'll hear me talking like right before you hear the end of that 9-minute bit, which I honestly don't remember doing any of it. I tried to cut it a little bit and I was like, you know what? I'm just releasing this fucking show. Honestly. One more thing I wanted to add on. I'm talking on Spotify of all places, but you can go vote for your favorite one, your favorite like rap lit, or your favorite one that was the funniest, or you know, whatever. So please go do that. Constantly blowing my nose. I know I do not do any kind of coke like habits. So I honestly did not want to get this done. I rather sat here and put my legs up because of the swollen and my teeth are killing me, but yet I'm having a cup of coffee. And for a little bonus, I'm using two things for a bonus. I'm using without no headset, nothing, I'm using Spotify, so that's different. And so you can hear, see if I do this a lot, you can hear me moving around. Oh, alright, last thing I want to tell you guys, just got the new TV, it's a Vizio. I put it on my YouTube channel, just like the TV part. The box. I get the Xbox Series X. I already have the S, but so far it's pretty cool and it's worth the money. So if you're in the market, I'll be talking about that and other things. This is going to be probably the longest season. And like most seasons, I always start out the season like 2, 3, 4 on episode 0. Just something I've always done. I don't know why I do it. But, I'm also going to be trying to connect with something called, which you will be hearing more of, 11 Labs. I'll dive in deeper to 11 Labs. Basically, they are a text-to-speech, but there's so much more than that. I gotta get into it, and I really can't wait to see what they have to offer, and I think they said vice versa. Well, that's about as far as I want to go, and just to let you know, whatever time I've said in the future, or in the future, in the past, right now, I'll be releasing the show at 4:30 a.m. It is 4:20. Oh my god. February 20. The show will be released in 1 minute from now. So, let me get off so I can do that. Peace out, guys. Much love, much respect. And to everybody who I've met throughout this journey. I just said 4:30. I meant to say 5:30. I'm sorry. Whoever I met throughout this journey, really, you guys disgust me. No. No, there's people I want to talk about and stuff I want to get into, but it's not for this show, so. I do want to give a shout out to a couple new followers, but like I said, that will be another show. Like I said, I met somebody at Wawa. I'll get into that later. I didn't forget about you, buddy, if you're listening, and, because I kind of want to talk a little bit about that. I know this show is not just, like, a joke about everything. Alright, guys, I'm gonna get off. I want to keep this under 5 minutes. I love everybody that mentioned in here. I hope I hurt your feelings, but in a good way. And please, I think I said it. Please get me back. Oh, and I also left a little cliffhanger at the end there, if you didn't notice, on the, right before me. Right before you got to me. You know, my 9 minute one. Did I want to add this? Oh, that's because this is just chapter one. This is going, or part one. There's going to be a part two, but not now. It's going to be later on. Not like next episode, but you'll see. Oh, do I think a lot. Peace out. Much love. Much respect. Thank you for anybody who follows me anywhere. You can rate me on Spotify. If you're down to hear music, this goes out for anybody who doesn't have premium. Send me a voicemail or a email. Please, don't be shy. And if you want me to do a Jimmy Jam Hour, I will. And then name a song, and I'll play it. If you want, put 2 songs, put 3 songs. As long as they're semi in the same category list. But that's something else I'll be doing this season. Alrighty. And I also have a brand new something something. And I'll get into more of that later. I'm already over a minute, almost a half. Like I said, and like I always say, take care of yourself and one another. This is Jimmy James saying peace out, much love, much respect. Peace.
Yay!
Alright. This is Matthew McConaughey saying, check out Jimmy James while I drive away my Lincoln. Yeah. Hey, what's up, guys? This is Jimmy James, and I'm here to tell you one more freaking time. Fuck it. Let me do that again. This is Jimmy James telling you one more fucking time. You must now, according to Spotify and Anchor, with the lovely assist, can you please go to Spotify and follow me? Because that's the only way I can even get a red cent. Please follow me. I'm begging you, follow me. I got no food on the table. Follow me. They won't pay me anymore. They said I need a certain amount of followers on Spotify. Please go follow me. I'll do anything. Anything you say, I'll do it. But, alright, I'm just getting a little carried away. If you can, please follow me on Spotify. I'll put the link in there. Also, goodbye.
Bye, world.
Okay, Jim, I'll see you around. Where are you going? Oh, no! Oh, that's not what I thought he meant by that at all!
Goodbye, everybody.
Before you hear this beatdown, this is something I don't think I've ever done, was interrupt the game over, which is basically the end and then some sort of beatdown. This part of the recording was supposed to say, from my grandfather, this is where I got it from. I know a lot of people know this saying, but I was young. It's believe nothing you see and half of what you hear. But I didn't realize I was saying it backwards when I was doing the recording. I just wanted to make sure that was clear, and now it is, and about 40 to 50 seconds has been wasted. Here you go with the rest of this. By the way, added in on March 6th, I think today is. Yeah, March 5th. So there goes 1 minute of your life you can't get back. Peace.
Believe nothing you hear and only half of what you see. This is Jimmy James. Jimmy James. Coming to you live from season 14, episode 1. Episode 1. And this is Jimmy James. This beat goes out to all of you. Let's go. Like always, take care of yourselves and one another. This was just another beat.